Hello, this is Stacy, and this is my third and final podcast. This podcast will be about how I see podcasting fitting into our schools. I'm quite excited about implementing podcasting into the schools because it's quite easy to get going. It requires pretty basic technology, and most schools already are equipped with that technology, so the cost associated with podcasting, both creating and listening to podcasts, is minimal. Also, podcasting can be used for learning in all subjects. Internet safety is not as much of a concern with podcasting because students are not showing their faces or necessarily sharing their names, and therefore parents who are a bit nervous about their student or their child's information being online wouldn't have such a concern. And that being said, podcasts do not have to be posted online if it's a big concern in the particular school you're working in. Also, and most importantly, podcasting is accessible for all levels of students. And this is very exciting. Being an elementary school teacher, I can really see kindergarten children enjoying recording podcasts and listening and learning from them. So it's very exciting, and I see lots of applications for podcasting in our schools. And with this in mind, I did a little bit of research on auditory learning because, of course, podcasting is learning through listening. And I ran across a study by Daniel and Woodley, and they did a study where they had students read information and then write a test. And then they had another group of students who listened to the information via podcast and wrote the same test. And it turned out the students who listened to the information actually performed worse on the test. And they titled the paper that they wrote on their study, "They Hear, But They Don't Listen." And I'd like to challenge this a bit and say that most students don't have the opportunity to learn through auditory learning, and that this gives us more reason to employ podcasting in our schools because students need to be given the opportunity to practice those skills. So, that was an interesting study to come across. I also came across another article that was written for the Australian Journal of Educational Technology, and it was titled, "How Do Students Use Podcasts to Support Learning?" And this study actually mentioned that research is showing that learning through multiple sentences is the most effective way to learn, not just kinesthetically or auditory learning or visual learning, but combining them all. So this is giving a lot of backing to and reasoning to for using podcasting in our schools. With that in mind, I also see that those students who struggle with written output would really benefit from using podcasting to express their learning. Because after all, our job as teachers is to try to find out what our students know and what they understand, not what they don't know or they don't understand. So giving students the opportunity to express themselves orally is a very powerful thing to do. And many of our students need that opportunity because written is so much more challenging for them. As a school leader, I can see myself using podcasting to promote podcasting. I think it would be a really great idea to take the events from a given week at the school and make a week in review podcast that could be posted on the school website. Richardson talks about principals doing this once a week to share what's going on in the school, but I could see that teacher librarians could use podcasting to introduce the school community to what's going on in the library, and they could even include what's going on in the greater school. And by doing this, you're modeling podcasting and you're helping encourage that culture of sharing things online, and I think this would be a valuable way to get the school started on podcasting. In our district, teacher librarians are increasingly being given the role of tech teacher as well, And many of our schools are implementing smart boards into the classrooms. And I found online a ton of smart board podcasts, which taught about how we can integrate smart boards into education. And distributing these to our staffs would be really invaluable for teacher librarians, because we simply can't teach all of the teachers everything they need to know about smart boards. But this series of podcasts is incredibly detailed and quite informative, easy to listen to. So I look forward to sharing those with my colleagues in the near future. The most exciting part of podcasting in the school setting, I believe, is how students can use them to learn and to share their learning. I did some research online and listened to a lot of podcasts created by children and was very inspired. I mean, there are many, many, many ways that podcasting can be used in the classroom. Firstly, you could, you know, start a science unit by listening to a podcast of a scientist talking about the particular topic that your unit will be on, which is so much more powerful than simply reading about it in a textbook or having the teacher lecture on it. So that's a very basic use of podcasting, but also very powerful. Also, poetry readings. Either you could look them up online and have students listen to the same poem read by many different people, or students could read poems and create their own podcasts of that to share with the greater community. The most exciting opportunity or idea that I learned about online was the idea of making a school radio show. I found Beth Key Elementary School, which is in the United States, had an incredible radio show program that one teacher was spearheading. And every morning, the kids came in and recorded a podcast, which was broadcast in the school and posted on the school website. And it had the daily announcements in it, the recess weather, and a little blurb about this day in history. And it was so exciting, and the kids were doing such a great job, far better than I'm doing right now. They were very professional, and they took it seriously, and they were so proud of their work, and it's very inspiring. And as Will Richardson explains in his book, Blogs, Wikis, and Podcasts, starting a school radio or radio station really is minimal in regards to cost. He estimated that $100 would get you everything you needed to get started with a school radio station, which I think would be a lot of fun. And it's a great way to deliver the information that students need to know. Another neat idea I was thinking about was the idea of reading buddies for emergent readers, kindergarten grade one age students, or students who are ESL learners, and getting older students to read books on podcast and then have those available. And the younger students can take home the books and then go on to the website, find the book podcast, and then read along with the older student and have this reading buddy idea, which I thought could be really, really fun, both for the older children and for the younger children to help them learn how to read. And also another great practical use of podcasts in the classroom, for older students, uploading lectures from the day to a class website or blog would be very handy, particularly for those students who are away or students who want to hear it again so they can take notes or get a better understanding. I could see that being a very practical use of podcasting in the classroom. Really, the possibilities for podcasting at school and in our personal life are endless, because there are so many podcasts out there on so many topics, and really, you can create a podcast on whatever you like. I've had a lot of fun making my podcasts. By no means are they perfect, and I apologize for the ums and the ahs in them, but I hope I've portrayed my ideas about podcasting accurately and given you some ideas as to how you can use them in your life and in your professional teaching career. So thank you for listening, and I hope I've inspired you.